Hafide, and welcome to this edition of Heart of Harvest.
Therefore, as God blesses me personally through my time, my talents, my treasures, I will by faith then manage them weekly through sacrificial giving, my local church, wisely spending my money and prudently saving. It's requiring stewards and may I be found faithful.
That was Pastor Marty Herron, the former pastor of Harvest Baptist Church. Heart of Harvest brings you archived sermons from Pastor Herron's nearly 19-year ministry on Guam. Our prayer for this program has always been that these messages from the Word of God would help you develop a heart for God. To download these programs or others, or to learn more about our ministry, we'd invite you to visit the Harvest Baptist Church website at hbcguam.org. That's hbcguam.org. And now, from our Harvest Archive, former Pastor Marty Herron with today's message.
In Psalms 33, look at the Bible if you would. In Psalms 33, Psalms 32 and 3 actually do go together. Psalms 32, very simply, is the God of heaven, is the God of history. And this month we're talking about He is our Creator. It's the beginning of the year. He's creating for us a world in the past, a world now, and a present world, and a world of the future. It's a great time to live. Who knows what'll happen? Who knows what's going to happen this next year? But we do know that God spoke the world into existence. And in Psalms 32, you find God as a redeemer. God's major theme in 32 is mercy. God's mercy. And then in 33, we find His great, majestic position. How big is your God? Over the last few years, I've given a couple of times over the last half a dozen years or so, cutting-edge commitments. Can I call them today goals? In the time I have remaining, let me just review for you, and for some of you might be new, 7 goals, all of them based out of Scripture, because God's creation, that's so big. How big is your God? Is He big enough to come into your known world, the world that you live in every day? And their verbal word that He created, the universe, said, I'm going to give you my written word in order to help you in your known sphere. Acts 20, look that up if you would, Acts 20, verse 32, because this is a verse among many verses that Paul says, and now, brethren, I commend you. I'm giving you to God and to the word of His grace. That's Scripture. I'm giving you to God and to the word of His grace, that Scripture, which is what? Say this with me, which is able to build you up. It's able to edify you. It's the idea of a construction, not the foundation, but the building itself. The Scriptures, the written word, is what's able to build your life up. Is your life spiritually built up? Is it strong? Is it secure? Is it stable? Or is it a little hut of palm leaves over on the beach? You see, your life spiritually is only going to be as strong as what you take God's word, the word of His grace, that's going to build you up. It is able. He is able to take His word, His written word, and build you up, which He says is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance. It's able to give you treasures for the future among all of them which are sanctified, all of them which are made holy. Now, the question is, what does God's word say? What, in essence, can become measuring sticks for you to know this is building me up? You are going to be good stewards of this. One, take the lordship of Christ through the authority of Scripture. You were labeled for His lordship. A good goal for you. God, this year, the lordship of you in my life through the authority of Scripture. What you say, I will do. Number two, the ministry of the Spirit through prayer. John 14, Matthew 7, Romans 8, 26 and 27, which is why He says, you know why I've created you? I created you. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed into the image of His Son. We weren't just labeled for His lordship. We were made for the Holy Spirit ministry. Number three, the faithfulness in a family. I was formed for family. Ephesians 5, Christ in the church is the ultimate picture that we ultimately on this earth is the picture, Christ and the church. In addition, number four, we're experiencing a missional servant's heart of love. As Mark 10, we were created to serve. We were shaped to serve a mission. Notice, if you would, as well, not just you're experiencing a missional servant's heart of love, but also, number five, communicating. That experiencing that missional servant's heart of love will show up as well in number five, communicating the message of the cross through a local church. I've said many times, a sheep without a flock is vulnerable. That's why I put the genius of the local church, that you would be able to be in a place to communicate the message of the cross through that. If you tie all of that together, and I hope I haven't just jet skied over this so quickly, but it's a little bit of review as we head into a new year. When you end up establishing these as measuring sticks, then ultimately what we're talking about is maintaining, number six, right priorities as a steward. I'm going to say more about this over the weeks to come, so I won't take time to expand this, but as a servant and steward of God, I realize that all I have belongs to God. Therefore, as God blesses me personally through my time, my talents, my treasures, I will by faith then manage them weekly through sacrificial giving to my local church, wisely spending my money and prudently saving. And for us, understanding 1 Corinthians 4, that it's requiring stewards that a man be found faithful. You see, number six, maintaining right priorities as a steward. We are placed in steward priorities. Make sure your priorities are right, my friend. This is a good time, if you haven't already, to be able to say, okay, what do I want to do this year? And how am I going to get this accomplished? Organizing that together. And then number seven, when we realize that these are all stewards, and we are stewards of all of these to build us up. This God of our creation becomes God of our circumstances. That verbal word that created our world has given us a written word to control our lives. That ultimately, he's doing that, number seven, so that we would build the life's message. Or another way to say that, we're molded with a message. And that message is the gospel. We are conformed into his image. 1 Corinthians 11, 2 Timothy 2, 2, 1 Thessalonians 2, 10. As Paul himself said, be ye followers of me as I am of Christ. You see, a message prepared in a mind reaches minds. A message prepared in a heart reaches hearts. But a message prepared in a life is what reaches, changes, and transforms other lives. And that's why God has given to you, listen, life on this earth. He has given you breath to breathe now. It's only by the mercies of God that we're not consumed. So when we put it all into perspective, we realize, God, you have given us your word. So if I don't know your word, then I don't know you. And if I don't know you, then I'm frustrated in my life because I'm not living according to why I was created. And my friend, if you've never come to Christ, that's why you're frustrated. That's why you having conflicts in your life. You say, well, I've become a Christian. I won't have any more conflicts. No, you will. God will just use those and work those together for good. Now, isn't that a good thing? Isn't that a great thing? To know, man, all these problems I had in my life that I might still have these problems, but God, you're going to use those then to shape me into service for you? So, boy, I'd say if nothing else, my friend, that this year you say, God, I'm going to commit myself to knowing your written word because it's in sync. It links with your verbal word. So all of creation now becomes an expression of who this God is. And he is able to end up changing your life. Let me close with this because to put some mental fingers around this. The other day I heard of a former songwriter named Harry Chapin. Harry Chapin wrote a number of songs back in my day and my era, and I'm going to date myself. But one particular song, the first time I heard it years ago, almost like 30 years ago, actually, I got convicted. And I wasn't even in the role in which he was singing about. He was this song illustrating basically families of that day, which I think are pretty much families that it is today. Because, my friend, if you are going to have these cutting-edge commitments, these stewardship of these, it will show up in your own family. Harry Chapin wrote one song called Cats in the Cradle, and I think in the midst of these particular verses expresses what your heart would be and should be in related even to expressing these truths in the written word in your family. He, Harry Chapin, wrote these words. A child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way. There were planes to catch, bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking before I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm going to be like you, Dad. You know I'm going to be like you. And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon, a little boy blue who, and the man in the moon, when you're going to come home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know, we'll have a good time then. My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad. Come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today. I got a lot to do. He said, well, that's okay. And he walked away, but a smile never dimmed. He said, I'm going to be like him. Yeah, you know I'm going to be like him. Well, he came from college just the other day, so much like a man, I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you. Can you sit for a while? He shook his head, and he said with a smile, what I really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later. Can I have them, please? Well, I've long since retired. My son's moved away. I called him just the other day. I said, I'd like to see you, if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I could find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle, and the kids got the flu, but it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. As I humped the phone, it occurred to me he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. The cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue, the man in the moon. When you coming home, son, I don't know when. We'll get together then, Dad. You know we'll have a good time then. Harry Chapin wrote those words. His wife in June of 1981 said, Harry, when you gonna listen to those words? Harry said, as soon as I'm done with the concert this summer, and we'll spend time, honey. He had three kids from another marriage and two of his own between he and his wife. And Harry Chapin, on July 16th, 1981, was in an automobile accident just days after his wife asked him that question. He was headed to a concert in Eisenhower Park. His car was struck by a truck. Harry's blue 1975 V-Dub Rabbit ruptured the gas tank. It was ruptured to cause it to burst into flames. And as a result of the crash, a piece of glass went through Harry's heart. Harry was pulled out of the burning car through the window, and by cutting the seat belts, others had done that for him. And before the car was completely engulfed in flames, he was taken by a police helicopter to the hospital. 10 doctors tried for 30 minutes to revive, but without success. You see, Harry had no idea what was going to take place. And my friend, you and I, going so fast, we miss what God really desires for your life. What caught my attention was at the internment that Chapin was put in Huntington, New York. His epitaph was taken from his song. His song, I Wonder What Would Happen to This World. He wrote another song and it said this, oh, if a man tried to take his time on earth and prove before he died what one man's life could be worth, I wonder what would happen to this world. Oh, if a man tried to take his time on earth to prove before he died what one man's life could be worth, I wonder what would happen to this world. Harry Chapin doesn't have to worry. You see, you don't have to wonder. Christ proved what could happen. The God of this creation, here not just to this verbal word, that is written word, change your life. And today, beginning of this new year, we have no idea. God could come back today, this year. I have no idea. I do know that he wants to use you. He's empowered you, my friend, as a child of God. And if you don't have that settled assurance, don't be as a Harry Chapin that had no idea when he got in his rabbit that today I'm going to space eternity. You're being prepared for another world, my friend, way beyond our wildest imagination. You have many choices on our earth right now. You only have two after life, heaven, hell. Christ is the difference.
That was Pastor Marty Heron, the former pastor of Harvest Baptist Church on Guam. Heart of Harvest brings you archived messages from Pastor Heron's nearly 19-year ministry at the church. You can download sermons from this archive at hbcguam.org/HOH. For Heart of Harvest. All the information you need to send us a comment or question can also be found at hbcguam.org/HOH. Today's teaching from the Word of God was intended to help you develop a heart for God. Join us again next time, and thanks for listening to Heart of Harvest.